Well, my name is Charlie Brennan, from Charlestown I come. And I travel this wide world over, I travel this wide world round. I travel this wide world over, and some good times I saw. Is anybody from Arkansas? Good. Well, I travel this wide world over, some good times I saw, but I never knew what misery meant till I hit old Arkansas. Well, I ducked behind the depot just to dodge that blizzard wind, and I met a walking skeleton, said his name was Thomas Quinn. Now his hair hung down in rat tails, about as long in lantern jaw, and he says he run the best hotel in the state of Arkansas. Well, I stayed in that hotel a couple of weeks, but I didn't care for it. Rooms were small, the beds were hard, the food was bad. Mostly it was the bugs. Huge bugs, gigantic bugs, enormous bugs. Cockroaches the size of parakeets. Coming and going all hours of the day and night. Slamming the doors. Sneaking women up to the rooms. They'd send you out for beer, because they won't sell beer to a bug in Arkansas. That's true. I didn't care for it. I got on down the road. I got on down the road and I come to this great big farmer. It's a huge farmer. This gigantic farmer. Had this little bitty farm under him. And I asked him if I could have a job of work. He said, yep. And I worked there a couple of weeks. I didn't care for it. Work was hard, the bed was hard, the hours were long, the food was short. The bed was short. Work was dirty, mostly what it was. Mostly it was his daughter. Ugly. This girl could make a train take a dirt road. And her old man caught us down behind the barn one time. He didn't care for it. He says, son, you come along with me. Well, he had a hold of my arm. I figured I might as well go along too. So we went on down behind the woodshed, him, my arm, and me. He said, son, I think it's about time you quit your job here. And he gave me this mink skin. I said, what's that? He said, that's your pay, boy. I drew myself up to my full height. Threw back my shoulders, sucked in my gut, stuck out my chin, and glared him dead in the eye. I said, mister, thank you. Took my mink skin and left. I got on down the road. And I come to this sort of a wide place in the road they call a town. I thought I'd go on in the post office and have a drink. So I went on in there and the feller come over. He give me a drink. I drank it. Then I remembered I didn't have any money. So I had a couple more. Just thinking about it. I had 14 more. I had it pretty well thought about. I called the bartender over, said, "Innkeeper, I wish to settle my account." I drew myself up to my full height. Stuck out my gut, sucked in my chin, threw out my shoulder, and glared him dead in the eye. Bold as brass, I reached in my back pocket, flopped out the mink skin, plopped it down on the counter in front of him, and said, "There." He kind of poked at it. Picked it up, held it up to the light, blew the hair back on it. Finally, he sort of shrugged, you know. Took it on over and stuffed it in the cash register. Fetched me out 4 possum, 3 rabbit, and a skunk for change. Well, I'm going to the Injun Territory. I'm going to live outside the law. And never again will you see my face in the state of Arkansas. Now, if you see me out there, you hand down to me your paw. We'll be through the wrong end of a telescope from hell to Arkansas.